This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus from the World Health Organization's director.
The number of new cases reported in the rest of the world has exceeded the number of new cases reported from China.
Saying in 24 hours, seven countries have reported cases of the virus for the first time. Meanwhile, there's a mystery going on concerning the virus in California. They're unable to say how somebody who never traveled to China or any other foreign country or came into contact with another person who had the virus has now come down with it. Two economic reports just out. The government says durable goods orders last month fell by 0.2%, and the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's up 8,000 from the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Vatican reporting that Pope Francis is sick with what they call a slight indisposition that forced him to miss a scheduled mass with clergy today. However, they say the 83-year-old pontiff will proceed with the rest of his workday. The Pope was seen coughing and blowing his nose during Ash Wednesday mass. The U.S. Marines announcing several changes. First, you won't be seeing any Confederate garb or any Confederate symbols on U.S. Marine bases around the world. The Commandant General, David Berger, issuing an order last week, according to Military.com, that also says women will have the opportunity at more combat jobs. Berger is also looking to possibly let female Marines take a year-long maternity leave. A strong winter storm expected to cause lots of travel problems in the Northeast and New England today, where they'll get some heavy rains and heavy snow. And the Great Lakes will be getting some snow into the weekend, with lake effect snow very likely. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Molson Coors saying the gunman who killed five employees at its Milwaukee brewery yesterday before apparently taking his own life was an active brewery employee. Milwaukee police had earlier said the 51-year-old man had been fired earlier in the day and then returned with a stolen employee name tag. Britain's Prince Harry is dropping Prince from his name. That's what he told the host of a conference spotlighting his sustainable travel initiative in Scotland yesterday.
He's made it clear that we are all just to call him Harry. So ladies and gentlemen, please give a big, warm, Scottish welcome to Harry.
The event was one of his last official public engagements before he officially steps back from his royal duties next month. Harry and his wife Meghan Markle will have to give up their royal titles under the new arrangement, and it appears Harry wants to get a head start. Losing a spouse could increase the onset of Alzheimer's disease. That's according to a new study just released in the journal JAMA Network Open. It found that widows and widowers with key markers for the disease already saw their cognitive abilities decline three times faster than people with the same markers who were still married. Researchers say the stress of losing a life partner is one of the most devastating and stressful events, so the results come as no big surprise to researchers. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
On the machine for broadcast news here. You know, this is what happens when you're live and you're at the NRB convention. Old friends getting together and, you know, and the Sorbos are here. We've got, we Yay. Get you both together. I mean, this is all good fun. So, Kevin, you've been busy.
Been very busy.
Yeah.
Been very busy.
Well, Sam says she likes it that way. She just keeps you.
Yeah, we don't spend a lot of time together. So it's when he's out promoting his stuff.
That so here you are. Here you are together.
I'm kidding.
In Nashville having a good time.
I'm kidding.
Well, no, you have to because we got family. We got the important things to take care of, right?
This is true.
We do. And we travel out with the kids as well. It makes a big difference. We homeschool. So that makes makes it easier to sort of.
I just got off the phone with my oldest, Brayden. Mm-hmm. And it's like I can't get him off the phone. And I have to come because I'm coming to a live show, right?
Right, right.
And I'm trying to get my son off the phone. And I'm like, who does this happen to?
Yes.
Where the mother's trying to get the son
off the phone. Yeah, exactly.
Because he has so much to report back. It's
right,
fun.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, Kevin, gosh, I mean, here it is. We just came off the Reliant. Incredibly yeah. successful. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, what is 20 awards that you garnered?
It did, yeah. It's been kind of all over the place. The Mr. Patrick Johnstone's been doctor has been very busy with arming this thing into getting it everywhere. And I know it's coming again to the Christian Film Festival, the international one in Orlando, coming up in
right.
May, or I think it is,
yeah.
or something like that. So.
Yeah.
But what was it about the movie, do you think, that just so resonated?
Well, I think it was a different sort of faith-based movie, I guess, in a way, because
That's
it had
right.
the action ahead in it. It had people shooting at each other, for crying out loud. It was a Christian family that were pro-Second Amendment families.
With a gun. I think
it was yeah. very clever yeah. to approach it from that standpoint mm-hmm. that, you know, sometimes you have to stand and fight for your faith.
Exactly.
And I think that we are seeing that in our culture today.
Yeah, but you know, it deals with the economic collapse of America and the ensuing riots that take place around all cities, which would happen if there
which
was a huge
happen,
collapse.
Right? So
and so their house gets targeted by a bunch of bad guys who are shocked, even though they're armed with guns, that this Christian family has guns too.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's like, well, wow, wait a minute.
Well, and as you say, Sam, it wasn't that unrealistic. I mean, here we are with all this chaos happening in our country. I mean, how far away from
so,
the Reliant
so, So it's slightly well, symbolic, right?
Yes, right.
But you know, we're there. We got people getting in cars and mowing people down for their religious beliefs and their political beliefs.
Oh my gosh! I mean, there was somebody drove his car into a tent support group
exactly.
or something. Trying to get
here in Florida.
It's
yeah.
unbelievable. Yeah. It's absolute insanity. You see these Antifa guys who are walking around dressed like ISIS members. Mm-hmm. They're saying they're against fascism when they're actually the fascists, and we're letting them do it. This is the weird thing to me. That they call it freedom of speech. How is that freedom of speech?
Exactly.
I say I had a wonderful trip to Israel, and Facebook shuts me down for 4 months.
I
you know, and meanwhile, these guys are out there with crowbars and, you know, bats
beating up
and beating up on people, 80-year-old people. They won't let them cross the streets.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan Peterson said that, you know, we can get so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And this is what's on display, I believe, is that we're so ideologically fixed and siloed that, you know, if you're on one side, if you're in a particular silo, it's okay for you to demonstrate your anger and frustration. But if you're conservative, then it's unacceptable.
So my big focus is education.
Yes.
And I think that we have now been fully educated to resist learning, to resist open-mindedness, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we've got silence. Shutting down campus speakers
and all this,
the cancel culture, mm-hmm. And so siloed is a good term, mm-hmm. but we've actually been educated to do this now,
mm-hmm.
and so people stick their fingers in there. La la la! I'm not going to listen to anything he says.
It's not my truth.
Yeah,
and it's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, in the silo, what happens, I was having this conversation with a professor out of Kentucky who wrote the Hate Crime Hoax, and a brilliant, brilliant rendition we were talking about, and you take that siloing of humanity, that pressure builds up that you become a human missile. You know, to your point, you got all this aggression, you got people running over people because they happen to be dressed in red, and of course we saw what happened last year with the young man from Covington High School.
Yeah.
Well, I think people are just unhappy with their own lives,
yeah.
and they're using anger as a tool to go after the people, thinking that's going to improve who they are when it just makes them worse.
That's right. And they're empowered because the culture tells them, hey, you have every right to be angry, and you have every right to lash out, and you're totally excused because your emotions should rule your life.
Yeah.
And that's what they're taught in schools now.
Exactly. And Sam, your heart, to your point earlier, is that it is towards education. It's been focused like a BB on this target, you know, to go after this. Is that
it's all about education.
Education precedes action.
I know that education isn't like the sexiest thing to be, you know, talking about or whatever, but the fact is that everything that you think and everything that you experience begins with education.
Right.
And the education is what your worldview is, how you view the world.
Exactly.
And so it starts and ends with education. That's what it's foundational.
How much longer can we put up with this, Kevin?
We're reaching a tipping point. I think people are getting louder and louder. It was a big, big thing to have President Trump become president, right?
Without a doubt.
I think it was 20 to 25% more Christians finally went out and voted in the last election, and we need more. There's millions, tens of millions that still don't vote.
Exactly.
And I think this attitude that your vote doesn't count. Well, we need to get back to counting bullets by hand, because I'm very nervous about what Google and Facebook and all these powerful, you know, media giants can do, streaming giants, in changing votes, because we know that's already happened. We've arrested people that have thrown out votes that have gone one way and they want their own party to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's always the same side that throws away the conservative vote.
Exactly.
It's insanity. I wish these people all moved to Venezuela. If they want that utopia, then by all means, go have it.
Yeah,
because
you're
it's unbelievable what they're going to turn America into, because mm-hmm. this is not the America our founding fathers set.
You know, Sam, Kevin's nervous about it. I'm the same way. I feel the same way. Maybe you do too as well. That, you know, in terms of voting integrity, it was our former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who said there's no voter fraud. And I go, how can you say that when people are getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud? How can you
they don't care what they say.
Yeah.
They say what you can tell them, the sky is blue. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, no, it's not. It's unbelievable to me. There is no care for anything of what the politicians say anymore. They lie all the time.
Because, well, there's one side that's not beholden to the truth.
Yes,
yes.
They're beholden to the ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get a little bit smarter about how to combat that. So Bernie Sanders, who's the front runner now, says that he's a Democrat socialist. There is no such thing. And he's a communist.
Yes.
And he has accomplished nothing in his life except
nothing.
Get elected to
nothing.
Office.
Nothing.
Yes.
And Mary, you know, well,
right.
or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, I mean, he never had a job.
No.
Right.
You know?
So, you know, we need to call people out on their lies, and we need to say there is a truth.
Mm-hmm.
There is one truth.
Right.
The truth is a very narrow path, and stupidity is a never-ending jungle. That's
well, here
good.
We go. We've gone through all this exercise of quid pro quo, and I say, look at the debt. $23 trillion. That is loaded with quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, President Trump comes in and says, look, we got a blighted military. We need $1 trillion to get it back up to speed, right?
Right.
Well, Nancy Pelosi and Democrats go, well, where's my,
my piece of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
So here it is.
It's all they care about. It's all about power.
Yeah.
It's all about power. Does Nancy Pelosi care about California as it sinks into the ocean on its own, just in patheticness and grossness? I mean, it's weird to me that she does nothing to help her constituents keep voting her in. How does that make sense at all to anybody?
They want more fecal matter in the street.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We're talking with the Sorbos, and we've got more from them after this.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, as if you haven't been able to tell already. And we're here with Kevin and Sam Sorbo.
Present.
The Sorbos, yes, present and accounted
present, yes.
For. Yes, exactly. And we've got lots to talk about here in about 10 minutes. Kevin, first of all, let's talk about the documentary.
Sure.
Because it's being screened here.
Against the Tide, yep.
Against the Tide, yes. Tell us about it.
I spent 3 weeks in Oxford, England, with the wonderful Professor John Lennox, an amazing man. He's had like 5 different degrees. We spent 2 weeks also in Israel together, and he's an apologist, and it's really his life story. And this is the work he's done in the name of the Lord to battle and debates against the likes of Hitchens and a Dawkins and a Stephen Hawking. And he's an amazing, brilliant man. And this documentary is really a tool for, I think, pastors and priests and rabbis around the world to pass on to their flock and say, look, here's an education about apologetics for you to have a very well-spoken, articulate defense for your faith against the people that attack you for it and have questions about God and the Bible. And it's just an amazing, amazing story.
What's great is how personable John Lennox is. He's a mathematician, yeah. But you'd never know. It's a he's obviously brilliant. He's very clever.
Yes.
And funny, and so he's entertaining. It's an entertaining film, and
we just debuted it in London last night to a full house that would just absolutely loved it.
Wow.
So this is the first time ever screening here in America.
And so the idea with the film is they want to get it into the hands of churches. If you're interested in seeing the film, talk to your church leadership,
yes.
And reach out. And
do they
have a website?
It's
AgainstTheTide.com.
AgainstTheTide.com, yeah.
Or it might be
AgainstTheTide.com.
It is, okay.
It's not AgainstTheTideMovie.com?
No.
Okay, AgainstTheTide.com. You can reach out there. You can go to Kevin's website, KevinSorbo.net, and just email there, and somebody will get back to you.
And once we'll confirm it, we'll link it on our website as
great.
Well, so make sure that it's out there. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the thing about the about apologetics is sometimes the first conflict of apologetics is within ourselves.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you may think, oh, it's to argue against somebody else. No, sometimes it's to argue against our own.
No question.
Sure.
You know? No question. It's like I said, it's a great educational tool for everybody.
For everybody. It should bolster your faith, because
yeah.
when you hear how concise and simple his arguments are, you know, he's just it's amazing how he does such a great job of just getting right to the meat of it.
And what a great tour guide.
With humor.
I mean, hey, we're going to go to Israel. Let's get John Lennox.
Let's get John Lennox.
Sure.
Pretty, pretty fascinating trip for me, I got to say.
Okay, well, let's talk about True Faith.
True Faith.
Something both of you wrote together.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
This is our new book,
it's
Embracing Adversity to Live in God's Light.
It's a follow-up to my first book, True Strength, which we have there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that came out actually about 8 years ago already, and I've been doing a lot of speaking events on it. And that book deals with the roadblocks that all of us are hit one day in our life, and I hit it during the season 5 of Hercules, where I had suffered 3 strokes.
Wow.
And it was 3 years to gain my health back in my battle with God and myself and family and friends and Sam and everybody else. But the reality is you got to look in the mirror and say, okay, this happened. What are you going to do about it? And it's filled with other people wrote other chapters. Sam wrote some chapters. Some dear friends wrote
Mine
some chapters.
The
Hers are the best, of course. And but True Faith, I'll let Sam take where that was born out of.
So, you know, True Strength helped so many people, and Kevin still to today gets people coming up to him when he does appearances and stuff. Your book helped me, your book helped my mom, you know, I battled back from a car accident, that kind of thing. And I thought, you know, we go through trials in life,
mm-hmm.
and what gets us through the trials is faith.
Exactly.
Really more than anything
else.
How
do you do it without faith?
How do you do it? I feel bad for people who don't have faith.
Right.
I feel bad for atheists who are convinced that it's all bleak. Like, where's the hope?
Right.
There's no hope.
Right.
And so the back of the book, it says marriage and movies and miracles. Oh, my. So we just talk about what it's like to walk through life with faith. And I start by saying marriage itself is an act of faith. It is an expression of our faith, right, because it's part of our faith, but it is an act of faith to devote yourself for the rest of your life to that guy over there.
That's right, right, exactly.
I'm perfect, though.
So he is, actually. He was my Mr. Perfect when I met him. He was, so anyway, that story's in the book. There's tons of stories in the book. We're getting great comments from people thanking us for just sharing. And you know, when you hear of someone else's struggles, somehow your struggles maybe seem a little bit less.
Exactly.
Less daunting.
We got some great endorsements from big name people. And I got to tell you, read Tim Allen's. I'm sorry. Okay. Tim Allen's is my favorite.
Tim Allen says, this may be one of the best home improvement books I've read.
That in. Well, that's great. Well, I liked what, you know, Billy Graham's wife had to say when she was asked about it, if she had ever considered divorce.
Right? Yes.
Never divorce, murder.
Yes, murder. Murder, though. Yeah, I remember
that. So
that
would be an encouragement to all of us here. But also, with your book, Kevin, you know, in true strength, I mean, here it is, you know, with the iconic figure of Hercules and all that represented, doing it in and of yourself, and three heart attacks later, you realize...
Three strokes.
And he's not running for political office, so we're okay, so three strokes. But still, it gets your attention fired.
Yeah, but I mean, that happened 23 years ago now, so I've been pretty healthy since.
Yeah,
the same day that Prince of Di died, I passed every physical exam since. I went down to finish the last couple seasons of Hercules, five seasons of Andromeda, and shot 64 movies since then, so...
Wow.
I think I've kind of passed all the tests, but it was a long road and a tough road to get back on. But, you know, I didn't want to write the book. Well, it didn't come out until 13 years after the strokes came out.
He had some very serious consequences, side effects from the strokes. Yeah. And so that's the part of the battle. And just read the book, you'll understand. Yep. It was very difficult for him. He suffered a partial loss of vision, actually, and that just messed with his brain a lot. And just the strokes, it's a head injury. So,
right.
But he's 100% now.
But it's part of that desert experience God takes us through.
Well, it's no question.
We all go through this.
You know, in reality, it did end up ultimately putting me on a different path, because I was gearing up to really take over Arnold Schwarzenegger as the next big action guy.
Yeah, right.
But that derailed it right away in Hollywood, and I said, well, look what happened to him. We can't use him now, you know. But the studio kept going with Hercules, which is great. Then I went on with my second series, Andromeda. But it opened up the door for me to do the movies I'm doing now, really.
Exactly.
And What If was the first of those. Directed by Dallas Jenkins, Jerry Jenkins' son from Left Behind. And then out of that came Soul Surfer and God's Not Dead and What If. And of course our movie Let There Be Light,
yes,
that we did together, that Sean Hannity funded.
And the new one called Miracle in East Texas.
Right, exactly. Which has been hitting it all over the film festival, killing it actually. We got everything from Best Romantic Comedy to Best Faith-Based Film and everything in between. Wonderful movie. And now we're hoping to get it in the theater soon.
Yeah, Sam, the impact of, you know, you both of you, have been involved in the Hollywood game, and you know, Ashley Bratcher, you know, who did Unplanned,
sure,
you know, talked about here it was. I mean, this was a career decision. Was she going to continue on toward the Hollywood trajectory, or was she going to do what God called her to do?
Because
we know that there's
there are these
binary choices.
There's no question.
There's no question. I mean, because of where I stood with my faith and being a conservative, it didn't make Hollywood embrace me and start, you know, opening a huge career to me. But so thank God for independent movies. And I'm a hard worker. She knows I'm very strong-willed, as she's strong-willed. And that's why we had to write True Faith, because you have to have faith to battle both these strong wills. And but I just said, this is what I love to do.
I've been faced with binary choices in my life, and I'm so grateful for them, because when he got sick, I had the choice.
Right.
And I recognized it, that I could either be married or I could pursue my career, but I probably wasn't going to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
And so I chose marriage.
Yeah.
And out of that is this book, True Faith, to encourage people in their marriages. It's not always easy. But the end result is good.
Exactly.
And so and of course, with all the typical kids.
She took a big break from where her career was headed. But what's interesting is her career now has come back. It's been full circle for her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what you're doing in terms of, you know, the Hollywood community and other conservatives, you know, you mentioned Tim Allen,
sure,
you know, Jim Woods,
James Woods.
And, you know, they're all, you know, raising up and realizing, you know, maybe we can be thankful
not all, but
maybe we can be thankful for President Trump, because he's emboldened and offered some encouragement for, you know, conservatives who...
Well, he's drawing out the enemy.
Yes,
the enemy is really unmasking itself, and that's the brilliance of it all.
20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it, Kevin. Kevin? How can they be in touch?
You now go to KevinSorbo.net. It's a great place to go. I have a lot of information on there.
SamSorbo.com. And you can get my homeschool books there, too. So, yeah, join us online. Go to our Facebook pages.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus from the World Health Organization's director.
The number of new cases reported in the rest of the world has exceeded the number of new cases reported from China.
Saying in 24 hours, seven countries have reported cases of the virus for the first time. Meanwhile, there's a mystery going on concerning the virus in California. They're unable to say how somebody who never traveled to China or any other foreign country or came into contact with another person who had the virus has now come down with it. Two economic reports just out. The government says durable goods orders last month fell by 0.2%, and the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's up 8,000 from the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
We have a country to save.
Love comebacks, huh? I'm telling you. Becky Nordquist is here. She dropped in. Gosh, it's so good to see you face to face. Our engineer back in Minneapolis was a little disappointed because we had set up, we were going to play your song, and somehow there's a knot in the cord. You know, every once in a while, in engineering context, we talk about, you know, we say when things don't work, they're just not in the cord, you know?
It happens.
It does happen. Before we said hello.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's so great to see you in person.
Hey, I know. I mean, after all this time, you know, it's been a long time coming. Becky is a West Michigan-based singer, songwriter, worship leader, recording artist, author, and speaker. You know, with the message of hope in Christ. Because, I mean, you've witnessed it firsthand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll never be the same.
Never. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Isn't that cool?
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, and that seems to be the theme today, Becky. You know, we were talking with Jonathan Kahn and other, you know, the Sorbos who just left that you ran into. Such
beautiful
sweet people.
And
that it's... you know, when you come into the true context mm-hmm. of who Jesus is, I mean, Jesus even told, you know, he asked the apostle, who do you say I am,
yeah.
right? And if we have that definitive understanding who Jesus is, as Peter did, and Jesus told Peter, says, because you told me who I am, I'm going to tell you who you are, right?
Mm.
And that's one of the big questions that we all want to know. Who am I? Why am I here, right?
Mm, absolutely. And our identity is found in him.
Exactly.
He speaks who we are.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then why, and so the very thing that our hearts cry out for is right there, and it's there for the asking, but yet we resist it.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
To our own detriment and frustration.
Yes.
And especially in a time like this, what we're going through, there's just it seems an immeasurable amount of pain around this world that we're subjected to. Teen suicide, all-time mm-hmm. high. Military, you know, we got 2022 military, former military men and women committing suicide every day.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. And then, you know, of course, you and I talked about this before, you know, about lost lives, you know, with abortion and then other things like SIDS and, you know, that you and I have discussed earlier with your ministry. All this, you know, is being manifest, and I believe that ultimately, you know, we look to see, okay, God, where are you in all this,
mm-hmm.
and what is my part? I mean, I could have been aborted. I mean, you know, or you know, could be no more. Could have died. I mean, I had a serious situation when I was 10 years old. My appendix exploded on me, and well, you know, and they did it. It did so while I was on the operating table. Believe it or mm-hmm. not. So, but here I am. Here I am today, and for what purpose, right?
Mm, right. You know, it's funny because we're on that search for purpose, and in my quiet time recently, I'm like, Lord, you know, because that's always my question, you know, what do you have for me to do today? And he said, you know, I really just want you to constantly be in the business of surrender.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Surrendering everything, every hurt, every wound, every circumstance, everything to me. And it's like that scripture, you know, when you lose your life, mm-hmm. you find it.
Exactly.
And the pressure's off because we don't attain anything because of who we are or what we've done or where we've been. We get everything because of who he is.
Mm-hmm. What a great word there, Becky, because you know, the idea some people think of surrendering, you know, and it's quite telling, because what comes to mind when the term surrender comes into play, is it the riches that maybe you've accumulated, a car, maybe it's mm-hmm. a, you know, a girlfriend, or you know, maybe even a child? What is it? And it's quite telling mm-hmm. when that word comes into play. It's like surrender. What do you, you know? I mean, that causes you to take pause for just a moment, but the answer is quite revealing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And the thing is that just when we think we've surrendered everything, mm-hmm. there's like 100 other things. He says, how about this?
Yes.
And, you know, I think for us, you know, people who have walked through dark valleys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a big one is surrendering that right to knowing why something happened.
Yeah.
You know, we so want to know why. We want an answer. You know, it somehow feels like if we can justify what happened, but there simply are not words sometimes or answers that we'll ever receive. So we never know the reason why something happened, but we can absolutely come to a place where we will rejoice in the result of it happening.
Exactly.
And how God can take whatever you lay down and surrender to him,
mm-hmm.
and he can use it for your good and his glory.
Mm-hmm. And going back to what you said a little bit earlier, because this really impacted me when you said, you know, surrender your fears, surrender mm-hmm. these emotions, these things that somehow we think, oh, we've been dealing with it so long. I'm used to dealing with it. I don't need, but God says, bring it all to me,
yes,
right?
Everything. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
and he's okay with that. You
You're
know,
right.
he knows we're human. He understands our longing for the tangible.
Exactly.
He understands that we have questions, and he also knows what we will never understand and we want to.
Right.
So the greatest thing that he gives us, instead of a reason that we'll never get,
mm-hmm.
Is he gives us himself.
Right.
And he reveals mm-hmm. parts of his character in ways that we never could know.
Well, his shalom, his peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No loose ends. It's all settled. You don't have to sit there and keep asking why, because it's settled.
Yeah.
You know, and that is part of that aspect and characterization of peace that's beyond understanding.
Amen.
Right, to your point.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Because we say, well, we got to know. Well, you know.
Yeah, relinquishing the right to why is so huge, and it's freeing when you just say, okay, Lord, show me who and show me what you have to teach me in this moment. Mm-hmm. Because that's the eternal thing, right?
Exactly.
And we have to constantly be shifting our focus. We can control our focus, but we can't always control our circumstances, right?
Right.
How often can we really control what happens to us in this life?
Without a doubt.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Keep fighting on and expend a lot of energy in the process. When we first sat down, and of course you and I had this discussion before about the project, before we said hello, give our audience a little bit of background on that.
Well, goodness, it wasn't even on my radar. I was leading worship happily and overcoming my wounds from all of our losses and doing some songwriting and just going about on my hobby farm with my earless goat. And which I think we talked about before.
Right.
She's now knocking on the door wanting treats every few minutes.
Yeah. Well, she's well trained.
Oh yes, apparently she's been trained all right. But you know, then we just have this beautiful meeting with Steve Seiler, who is the founder and is here with us today.
Yes.
And of Music for the Soul. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with their projects and shared my story with him, and you know, shared a song that I had written with him surrounding the time of loss in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I just wrote a song called Before We Said Hello, and I believe you're the one that's supposed to sing it. And I was just kind of stunned, because here's a guy who has been in the industry, and I'm like, what on earth is this? You want me to do something with this part of my story, Lord? I mean, I have a lot of parts to my story, but this one? Okay. And so we recorded Before We Said Hello. Then I brought a song that I started writing at the graveside of our son, Nicholas, Heaven's Playground, and we brought in Tony Wood and finished the co-write on that, and then we recorded that one. And then the publicist said, where is your book?
Oh.
And so that's how the book came to be. And I said, I don't want it to be about me. It's got to be about other people and people that have suffered and found hope.
Well, no doubt, and we're starting to hear the song in the background here, Before We Said Hello. This is so tender. It's a perfect union when you have the lyrics and somebody who, like yourself, who can interpret that lyric. You bring a dimension and life to it that is very healing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, you can just hear this. It is so special. So what a great collaboration. And I know you're grateful to God, because God's hand was all over this, without a doubt, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we got about 15 seconds left here, Becky. It's always a joy to be talking to you, but especially now face-to-face here at NRB. So how can people be in touch with you?
Well, musicforthesoul.org is the best website to get the entire project. You get the songs and the book.
There it is.
Education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse, and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what the kilo can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart. And love you in my heart.
Bill Martinez Live.
MartinezLive.com is where you want to go. That is our website. All the information is there. All the interviews, past interviews, podcasts, it's our gift to you. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee for NRB 2020. Good fun. I mean, what a great day. And, you know, another round of great guests. Becky Nordquist, good to talk. She's got such a heart of worship in her. And Jonathan Kahn, huh? If you missed that, let me tell you what a treat. And just dropping it, we were going, well, I know Ashley's going to be here any second now, and the whole deal was that Ashley Bratcher is with us. They've been pulling at her in 50 different directions. Ashley, hi, good to see you face to face. We've had you on the air with us several times over the phone, and it's good to see you face to face.
Yes, thank you so much. Likewise.
Good to have you here. Of course, Ashley played the role that everybody knows about in Unplanned of Abby Johnson, and little did you know you had a personal story of your own to share, which you've been sharing right from coast to coast. And I got to tell you, as I told you the last time we talked, we saw you present at a CareNet dinner, and I just was so impressed with the message, how you carried yourself, and I said, wow, God has picked you for this moment.
Thank you
to be the voice of healing, for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And as you and I talked about, not only for women, because this is, I think, a great opportunity for the church today, is a lot of women are coming to the realization, like Abby Johnson, that this isn't just some excess tissue that's being extracted, right?
Right. the truth is being revealed, and that's something that Unplanned helped do, is to put a face to that victim that we don't see in the ultrasound, mm-hmm. and to tell a story that was compelling to show people there's injustice happening.
Exactly. I mean, here are the numbers, you know, 63 million roughly, and these numbers are still rough because we don't know for sure, because Planned Parenthood does everything they can to squash those numbers.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, last night I ran into David DeLeiden. I've been looking, you know, I've been trying to get, I guess you ran into him as well.
Yeah.
And it was such a nice surprise because I was meeting with Jason Jones, and Jason had been on the air with me years ago to tell his story, which is such a heartbreak, but that's been my call for a number of years, is that the men are going to be crying the cry of Rachel, because the men are waking up that it's not just the women, it's not just their reproductive rights. You know, it takes two, and the men are realizing, hey, wait a minute, my child is no longer.
Yeah, exactly. We've heard a lot of men give that feedback from watching the film, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I got a message from a friend of mine who I'd never known he had this story, and he just said how deeply affected he was, and he said the thing that got him was the blue barrel scene.
Oh, wow.
Because you don't think about those barrels representing all those countless souls that are just tossed away,
like
waste.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it was reality, mm-hmm. and it's confronted people, and there's no other movie like this that has given that presentation.
Yeah.
And it's one that's been needed. And, of course, then even when, Abby went to Times Square and on the big screen there in Times mm-hmm. Square with Focus on the Family, showing everybody the sonogram of her, her baby was eight months. She was 8 months pregnant at that time, right?
Oh, yeah.
When the sonogram,
yeah,
how cool is that?
It was really cool.
Yeah. So Ashley, you know, for you, having to make a binary choice, I mean, you're moving in a direction with your career, and this opportunity comes up for Unplanned, and the cancel culture being what it is, and very, very experienced and effective in Hollywood, for example, that if you don't follow the way of Hollywood, then you can be no more pretty quick. But you had a serious decision to make.
Yeah, it was easy for me, though, because my faith is so deeply rooted in Christ. I knew that if I was stepping out and pursuing God's will, and this is what he wanted for my life, that he was going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And he has. I have been overwhelmed by the opportunity that has been put in front of me since doing the movie, the doors that have opened, industry executives, studios that have talked to me that you would not know. I'm telling you, there are sleeper agents in Hollywood. But there have been way more opportunities and open doors than closed doors from doing the film, and I think that's just a testimony to stepping out into God's call and saying yes.
Mm-hmm. But even still, when you have to exercise your faith,
mm-hmm.
and you have that moment between not knowing and knowing, it's that divide that, you know, that really separates people at time from their faith. And for you, you chose wisely, and and you chose wisely because of God in you and because of the testimony, and that you can mm-hmm. encourage other people who are faced, because everyday people, they're having moments just like you had, you know, to make that choice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How cool. So it's all your fault. See, all these people now are making the right choices, encouraged by, because there is life after a Christian movie, right?
Yes, it's been an incredible journey, and I'm just so proud to be a part of something that has impacted people the way that it has, and it's something that's going to carry with me for the rest of my life, and no matter where my career goes, I will always be so happy that I've been a part of this.
Are you surprised how God is using you beyond the movie? I mean, again, hearing you speak, I mean, not a lot of people can do. I mean, that is a gift in and of itself. I mean, this is beyond acting. I mean, there is, you have a very powerful way of connecting, with people, and that's a blessing. I mean, and it's unique.
It's God is what it is, honestly, because public speaking is terrifying. If they had told me when they offered me the role that, oh, by the way, you're gonna go speak for a year after that, I'd be like, I don't know if I'm your girl. I think you might want to look in another direction. But God totally took me out of my comfort zone, and I don't prepare speeches. I just pray before I go up and speak and say whatever he puts on my heart. And so far, it's been a great experience. People have really responded well to what he's wanted them to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of speaking out, and whenever you're talking about your faith, I mean, you got to be real vulnerable. and raw, and you are in a way that is real, and you know, and you tell your story about your mom, and you know, talking to your mom that, boy, I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, you know, you know, and it's not just because, you know, because of the honesty and the truthfulness that, and all those other 63 million babies who were, you know, and have been aborted, you know. The shoulda, coulda, whatas, and the what ifs.
Right.
Know? Right.
Mm-hmm. That's something I think about with my son all the time because I was so young when I had him and he was unplanned. And I was scared, but I knew that I didn't want to ever have an abortion. And Matthew West, when he wrote the song for Unplanned, one of the lyrics that really stuck with me was, instead of wondering what you could have been, now I'm wondering who you're going to be.
Yeah.
Because you get to watch and see. And I think about that all the time with my son. Just so glad that I made the decision that I knew in my heart. He was my son from that moment, and I get to watch him grow up, and it's so rewarding.
Yeah, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. And you know, and you pause for a moment and consider those that aren't, and the loss, and God only knows what could have been.
Right.
Right. But you know, getting back to the Hollywood environment as a Christian, how after Unplanned. What kind of impact are you having in Hollywood right now?
Everything has been really good for me, honestly. I've met some really wonderful people. I've had even bigger opportunities present themselves. I've had some offers made directly to me to star in some other films. I'm working on a mini-series right now called Washington's Armor that is about the rise of George Washington to presidency. It's really cool.
Oh, wow.
But also, I just started my own production company with my partner, Shelby Thomas, and we are in early development on producing our first feature film. So I'm ready to start kind of sailing my own ship and making sure that I'm telling the kind of stories that I want to tell. And to be able to do that, you find them, you produce them, and you make it happen. And God willing, if it's His will, it'd be done.
Well, and like you share in your testimony, it's like there has been a specific pathway in God that has brought you to this point, right? I mean, you know, and it's really touching, and I think it's encouraging for all of us of faith to see, hey, this is how God, you know, God works. This is how God worked in Ashley's life, and we can relate to it and see the faithfulness of God beyond, you know, beyond this movie. Because, you know, sometimes you think, okay, one and done, and, you know, and, you know, everything could have crumbled. But God says, no, I'm not finished with it. Now here you are. You're starting up a production company. How exciting is that?
It's exciting and terrifying. And every year I choose a word. I might have mentioned this when you listened to me speak before. I choose a word to encompass my walk with the Lord. And this year I kept praying. I'm like, God, okay, what do you want me to do for this year? And risk kept coming to mind. It was risk. And I thought, risk is not a fun word.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That doesn't sound like a biblically sound principle word that I want to use. Like, what is? And so I got to thinking, I'm like, what is the opposite of risk? And it's courage. It takes courage to take a risk.
Right.
Exactly. So my word this year has been courage, and I've been leaning into God to find the courage to take those steps and starting a business and finding the right literary properties and developing a team and doing the whole thing and making a movie.
Well, that's and that's amazing. I mean, you know, as you say, to find the team, because you got to find the people who can come alongside, strengths and weaknesses working together, right? How much fun is that?
It's fun.
Well, you know, and the thing, you know, I often say in my consultancy days with organizations was that you have to match up strengths and weaknesses.
Yes.
And you have to allow also for people's strengths to be manifest, the God-given talent and gifts to be exercised and grown. I find in most organizations where their frustration is reigning, it's when people are miscast. You got round pegs and square holes.
Yep.
Yeah. So I pray that you have plenty of round pegs and round holes.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
it.
And that it's a good fit, and that God would continue to bless and multiply your efforts.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations. Thank you so much for all that you've done for, you know, for the Christian community, what you've done for the life movement. And, you know, you've been such an inspiration, and we continue, you know, to wish you all the best.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ashley. Mm-hmm.
Right. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me.